We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget, we are out playing poker tonight, 7 o'clock, out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track. Come on by. You knock us out, and you get a $100 bounty if you want to play. So it's all good. All right, how do we want to do this? We want to do this as breaking news. We want to do this as Chris's Sports Center Rundown. Do we want to talk about it? And then Chris doesn't have anything to talk about in the Sports Center Rundown. I mean, we need a meeting here. What's going on? What do we want to do? Somebody. Something.
I'll take it.
Breaking.
Oh, okay.
Chris. No, do Chris.
Breaking with Chris? Now I'm confused. Anyway, I think here's a Sports Center Rundown with Chris.
I'll save it.
Thank you.
Okay, the New York Knicks, they have rejected a trade that would have sent the number three overall pick in Thursday night's draft to the Hawks in exchange for the 8th and 10th pick in this year's draft. Manny Machado has been suspended one game. The MLB Umpires Union calls it a slap in the face after making contact with an umpire. And Michael Thomas and the New Orleans Saints are working on a new deal. The Saints feel comfortable making him the highest paid receiver in the league.
That didn't go anything like I thought it was going to go.
What are you talking about?
We didn't talk about the Rockets.
Yeah, because well,
he saved it.
Oh. No. All right. Time for breaking news. Mm-hmm. Breaking news! Breaking news. And Dopey McPherson, I do not look like Kevin Bacon.
Old Kevin Bacon. I did.
Yeah, I can see that.
The Hollow Man.
No, that's not. That's medium Kevin Bacon. The following, maybe.
In a few good
or the
men.
New show he's doing on Showtime right now. The delicate relationship between the Rockets and stars James Harden and Chris Paul has been termed unsalvageable.
Whoa.
And the star players want a divorce. That's according to Yahoo Sports, and Vincent Goodwill has a story. Paul apparently went to Rockets management and demanded a trade. And Harden issued a him or me edict following the Rockets' second-round loss to Golden State, according to Mizzou Goodwill sources. Backcourt mates went nearly 2 months without speaking to each other during the season, according to sources, creating a tenuous environment for teammates and everyone involved with the franchise. Harden has not returned Paul's repeated attempts at communicating this offseason, according to sources, after a year in which the pair repeatedly got under each other's skin with petty acts and practices and games.
Ghosting him.
State Farm's got to pull those commercials now.
Oh,
right?
My God. You got to get every ounce of juice you can out of them.
These two were best friends. Chris Paul went out of his way to go sign with Houston because he was buds with James Harden. Remember, the deal was supposed to be Chris Paul goes there with James Harden. Carmelo was supposed to come. There was even talk that LeBron James was going to join him. They were all in the same group.
The petty acts and practices and games, but one source said to Mr. Goodwill, there's no respect at all. They need to get away from one another. Chris doesn't respect James standing in the league, and James doesn't respect the work Chris has put into this point. Wow.
Didn't Daryl Morey tell everybody on ESPN within the last 48 hours that tension is good?
Yes.
Tension is good.
Yeah.
You want that audio clip?
Sure.
Okay.
All the turmoil going on, tension is good. B.S.
Be yourself.
Now, here's the thing. Pete and everybody else, when they put this team together, we all said this isn't going to work. You can't have two ball-dominating guards running the show. It's not going to work. And thus far, it has not worked. Here is Daryl Morey on ESPN, I believe, Golic and Wingo.
A couple days ago.
We have two high-level competitors, Chris and James, who their only goal in life at this point is to win the title. They've accomplished everything else. They're both going to be first ballot Hall of Famers. Two competitive superstars at that level, there's going to be times when they're extremely competitive, extremely focused on, you know, how do we get to that next level? And when we don't, there's going to be frustration. And I'm frustrated. Our top players are frustrated. Mike D'Antoni's frustrated. We want to take the last step and be the champion. And I think it's good that there's tension in the sense that we all want to win.
Now, can I add to this?
Yeah, and then I got
more
for
Let's
you.
Say you're a somewhat prized free agent right now, because Daryl Morey said we're going to add a third star. Let's say I'm that third star. Daryl, you got your two other superstars can't stand each other. One's demanding a trade, and I'm not sure what the status of the head coach is, Mike D'Antoni, because you've broken contracts off to him twice. Free agency starts in 13 days.
Now,
you got your act together or not?
And if you're reading this story, say you're a free agent, and you read this coming up. Harden's ball-dominant style and unwillingness to give others like Paul space to operate have grated on Paul, leading to the nine-time All-Star issuing his trade demand to Rockets GM Daryl Morey after the season. Sources said Paul would curse at head coach Mike D'Antoni about the offense bogging down after Harden went asked to come into the game to join the second unit with Paul heading to the bench. Another league source said to the Harden-Paul partnership, quote, "It cannot be fixed. The situation is indeed bad," a source said, "and the players are frustrated with the system and surprised that D'Antoni trusts Harden so much that he allows such leeway on the court."
What system? The system is James Harden dribbles for 19 seconds and then shoots a three traveling backwards.
Didn't we say, and I think you and I agreed, and even Chris, we agreed during the Golden State series that after the series that the only way the Rockets were going to win is that James Harden is going to have to tweak his game a little
bit.
But
he won't.
He has to.
He refuses to.
He must.
Now there's a fight. He's drawing his line in the
set.
He's drawing his line behind the three-point arc.
You can't sit out there.
He's not capitulating.
And play one-on-five like you're a seventh grader playing it with a bunch of second graders.
I've been telling you this since Kevin McHale was the coach of this team.
And I agree with you.
Adelman, McHale.
They were so close. They had so many double-digit leads on Golden State. They didn't have the mental capacity to close him out. And because a lot of it had to do with the way he plays.
Because they have no system. Fact. Wait a minute. 7 days ago, we were saying that Houston, after the two massive, devastating injuries that Golden State suffered, that was the best team in the NBA, or at least the West. Now what are they?
Well, here's what they are.
Behind the Lakers.
Morey's been shopping Paul, as we know, and others in an attempt to revamp the roster. But who is going to take on this? Paul's contract calls for him to earn $38.5 million, then $41.3 million, and then $44.2 million the next 3 years. That's hard for other teams to swallow.
I take him in Motown, but I believe he and the Blake Show didn't get along too well when they were Clippers together, so that's out.
Yeah, there's a problem.
That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as we talked about, you know, it looked like the Rockets, a couple, as you just pointed out, with Durant and Thompson maybe out, both of them for the year. We know Durant is. Looks like the Rockets might be the best team in the league, but not so fast. Or in the West, at least.
All right, let's do this. Golden State, they're injured. They're going to take a breather. Houston could be the best team in the West, or maybe in the NBA, but they're going to shoot themselves in the foot here. So who's the next team in the West?
Nuggets.
Portland or Denver?
Clippers.
Or Clippers with Kawhi?
Yeah, wherever Kawhi goes.
I would say Denver. Absolutely Denver.
Can we hear more of Kawhi? I enjoyed that so much earlier today, the bizarre parade audio.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen. This is Kawhi Leonard. Mind you, he's not telling anybody what his plans are, but I think the plan is to win the championship in Bolt Town, and that appears to be what's going on. Here was Kawhi Leonard, the real Kawhi Leonard. We'll get into that in a moment.
Not the one in the stands.
No, we don't have to go back.
Enjoyed this season, and then ends with a very fake laugh.
I just want to say thank y'all for welcoming me here after the trade with open arms, man. It made my experience that much better. This group of guys let me do what I do on the floor. Coach Nick let me do what I do. And now we got a championship.
So excited.
Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this. Enjoy this moment. And have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah!
Pretty much, if I want to read it between the lines, just have fun with it because you ain't ever going to see it again. I'm out of here. So, and that was the weirdest parade. Do we have the Fred Van Fleet?
This is my favorite.
This is
what a way to pump up your fans.
This is cussing your fans out, basically, for not being with you all long until you won the championship.
That's why they're fans.
Take a listen.
I ain't got a whole lot for y'all, man. I just truly want to say that you guys should really enjoy this moment. This is it's a very special moment, not only for us as an organization, but for the city, the country of Canada, and me personally. You guys kill us when we lose. You killed us when we got swept 2 years in a row. So you better celebrate this for the rest of the summer. Until next year, we delivered. We delivered. Now it's your turn to deliver for us. Enjoy it, man.
We delivered, so get off my rear end.
Let me tell you something, James. Those days of we'll just love you and support you to death through thick and thin. No, doesn't work that way for a lot of people anymore. Sorry.
Name is Fred.
They're not going to do that.
No, James.
People are going to
still concuss.
They're going to point out to money, and you can forget about people loving a lot through thick and thin. That's far and few between. You get swept, you get booed. But usually athletes in any sport don't bring up that kind of stuff. It just sounds degrading. It sounds
awful.
Like
you can't win.
Can't win, Rock.
He goes on
they
one.
Just one.
I know.
Well, I'm just saying.
But to bring up the past.
You can't.
Not even
make
one
fun
year.
Of your
2 years.
Fans.
He brings up 2 years.
He chastised the fans. He goes on one shooting slump and he's going to be booed to death again.
Oh, my Lord.
Drake's going to be calling for his head.
Unbelievable.
He was up there on the stage like a fool.
Yeah.
I want to hear
him. I opted not to put his.
Yeah,
did they let him speak?
Oh, yeah. He closed it out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it inspiring?
No, he did announce that his OVO.
He's dropping
music,
a new album.
Music festival is coming back for summer of 2019.
Road trip.
I believe it's Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg, which if you know anything about those two guys, a lot of marijuana going to be consumed at that festival.
Oh, I know Snoop Dogg. I'm down with that. Who was the other one?
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz? Why is he named Wiz?
Wizard.
I don't know.
Does he you? Does he just go wherever he's at? Just
I don't go wherever I'm at unless I'm in a pool.
Or your backyard.
You're going to be where you at.
Point, yeah. Probably point, counterpoint.
Probably why your sunflowers died. I want to know. Watered them.
Don't talk about my sunflowers dying. I really am not happy about that. Stupid
right,
rabbits.
As long as we're going through this parade from hell, we might as well throw in broadcaster Matt Devlin's comments.
We sure?
He was the MC. Keep in mind, the owner of the team is speaking at this point, and you all know that
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is on the stage, as is the mayor.
You know the shooting had taken place, so here he was interrupting. This must have taken some stones, interrupting the team owner during a parade speech. Here we go.
They put together a spectacular group.
I want to make sure everybody stays calm right now.
What?
Okay, please stay calm. I'm getting information that we're dealing with a situation that's not far from here. This is serious, and I wouldn't be here interrupting this without saying this. So if everybody, please stay calm. We're going to provide an update, and I apologize. We're going to provide an update in 2 minutes, okay? So everybody, please remain calm. Just stay here. Stay together, okay? We're here to celebrate, which we will, but I just want everybody to just take a moment, please stay strong. There is an emergency that is being dealt with.
That is the worst announcement of all time. So I'm sitting here packed like sardines with 1.5 million people on a hot sunny day. I don't know if a bomb has gone off. I don't know if there's an anthrax scare. I don't know if Ebola has broken out somewhere. I don't know anything. I mean, his announcement would cause more panic than if he had said nothing at all.
And again, on stage at the time is Canadian Prime Minister, their Commander-in-Chief, Justin Trudeau.
Where's their Secret Service?
Toronto Mayor John Tory, Kawhi Leonard, and other Raptor players all on the stage, you know, when Matt Devlin made that announcement.
Unbelievable.
Those on stage remained in place, and speeches resumed shortly thereafter. But I totally agree. Where is their version of the Secret Service? You are out. That is it.
I should have jumped on him and dragged him off. Unbelievable.
I'm stunned.
Canadians are too nice for that.
Okay, so you're a nice Canadian.
Politely ask him to walk out.
We're the Mounties.
You have just skipped work for the day. You're out there. You had an uninspiring speech from Kawhi
Leonard. You were lectured
skip
to.
Work.
Fred
probably,
VanVleet.
You were lectured
Fred,
to.
Fred VanVleet just lectured to what a bunch of losers you on how hard it was to play in front of you guys when we were losing. And Matt Devlin says, hey, we got an emergency, but everybody remain calm, and I will not tell you what it is. What kind of parade is this? No wonder Pete Shepard hates parades.
Well, this wasn't even during the parade. This is
in their defense,
the gathering.
Toronto hasn't done very many of these. Been a long time.
The Blue Jays went back in the day.
I said a long time. 94,
93.
Was it?
94?
93. Yeah. 92, 93. The 94
right.
was a strike.
So
they didn't get any fans back until 2000.
It's only been 25 years, I guess is my point here.
But Toronto, I don't think Toronto was, there's been other stories, they weren't properly prepared for this.
Well, they held it underneath
they
the
knew,
bridge,
they
a highway
knew
bridge.
There were going to be close to 2 million people there.
But well, the shooting.
You learn from experience. I mean, you're not, I don't care how much security you have. If somebody wants to, you're not going to stop a knucklehead or a couple of knuckleheads like that. And hopefully nobody dies over this. It doesn't seem that way, but that do you realize what could have happened? My God.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do anything. I swear to God. Anyway, I just find it incredible that the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is allowed to stay on the stage.
I have a fear of large crowds. Is that a phobia, like an official phobia?
Well, I don't think anybody. I don't understand Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's bad enough, at least in Toronto, a day like that. At least it's that's worse, though. Everybody around you is stinky, sweaty.
Agoraphobia
fear
is
of
the
everything.
Fear of large crowds? Okay.
Yeah, you fear and avoid places.
I definitely have that.
Again, this is Mayo Clinic, so it's pretty official.
That's official.
Yeah.
Anxiety disorder, you fear and avoid places or situations that might cause you to panic and make you feel trapped, helpless, or embarrassed.
See, 1 year I was leaving the Indy 500. And I was in a wall of people, and we were like sardines
Wrong.
Just walking out. And about two or three people in front of me, they started getting in a fight. And it was about to go down, and we were smushed.
And you were going to get rolled.
Yeah.
You're with the kids or by yourself?
This is way before I had kids.
Oh, so did you step in? Guys.
Hey, guys.
One love.
Knock it off.
One love. What would your mother say if she were here?
Let's settle this.
You're
like
setting
gentlemen.
A bad example.
Settle this like gentlemen.
Yeah.
The man who throws the first punch is the first man that's run out of ideas.
Oh, interesting.
You know who said that?
Sounds Gandhi.
Sounds like FDR.
G. Wells.
Yeah.
Great book.
Mr. Good Know-It-All. Agoraphobia is the fear of going outside. Live up to your name.
All right. Well, so
typical agoraphobia symptoms include fear of crowds or waiting in line. Mr. Know-It-All, shove it.
Yeah. So I wouldn't want to be in a crowd of 1.5 million people.
Not for that long. I mean, you come out of a game sometimes, but to people that go and stay there all day like that, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Could be rough.
How do you go pee?
I don't know. I don't know what purpose it serves to stand there all day.
Well, I also when I go to football games, 80,000 people, I'd prefer to be in the press box than in the crowd.
Well, that's because you're a snob.
But I'm a snob.
And you like free food.
I'd rather be.
It's not free anymore. Not like the good old days.
What?
$5 or $7 maybe.
Yeah, you got to throw down something.
Yeah.
A little something for the effort.
But still, I'd rather be in the stand. I mean, it's the thing is, leave it. I don't being in the stands is fine. I love it. I love the atmosphere. It's after.
We were walking into Magic Kingdom on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And my wife looks at me. She goes, look, they got drug dogs here.
Yeah.
I go, I'm pretty confident that's for bombs, not drugs.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Of course I'm right.
They have Mickey Mouse ears on, German Shepherds.
What does the fox? That's funny. What does the fox say? Text again. My last relationship had me feeling trapped, scared, and helpless. Is that agoraphobia?
No, that's marriage.
That's marriage. He Hate Me is missing, by the way.
Yeah,
Rod Smart, 22-year-old former XFL player.
Missing.
Haven't been seen since last Wednesday.
Former NFL player. Come on now.
Oh, that's
true.
He did a couple of calls
with the Eagles, right? Yeah. Didn't he?
Oh, I thought he was the featured running back for the Panthers when they lost to the Pats in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was.
Started off as kickoff returner.
That's right.
Yeah.
He Hate Me.
Yep. He had a cup of coffee with the Eagles, too.
Most popular thing to come out of the XFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was last seen in Indian Land, South Carolina.
Where is that?
Am I supposed to say Native American South Carolina? The city's called Indian Land, South Carolina.
Okay.
And I lived in South Carolina for 7 years. I've never heard of Indian Land, South Carolina. You going to Google map me and give me an approximation on the region?
Our listeners will find him.
Oh, I hope so. All right, where does it look like it's at, Chris?
There's no map. Yeah. Hold on.
There's no. It's such a small town, it's not even on the map. I'm
surprised it didn't change the name. It's a Native American land, South Carolina.
That's what I'm thinking. You got nothing? I'll look it up during the break. I'll find out where it is.
Montclair?
Montclair. Give me
It's right on the North Carolina-South Carolina border. You know where Fort Mill is?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
South of Charlotte.
Okay.
It's maybe 7 miles, 8 miles from Fort Mill.
Very close.
I mean, the city is right on the border. Right.
It's very close to Davidson
Population?
College.
Two.
Wikipedia.
Well, now one, because I can't find them.
Oh, stop it.
What's that bad?
Do I have to do everything?
24,200.
Oh, okay.
It's about a 20-minute drive from Davidson, where once Steph Curry used to play ball.
Really?
Across the border.
Oh, interesting fact.
Yeah, fun fact.
So it's just part of Charlotte.
Yeah.
So it's not rural.
If one were to vacation in Indian Land, South Carolina, why would I go?
Once you get out of Charlotte, it's rural.
Your five-star hotel average per night is $147. Now, you can stay five-star at the Staybridge Suites, but that's Charlotte.
No.
Ballantine.
What about
Ballantine?
All right. What's any local restaurants to be aware of? Ballantine. Yeah, it used to be
Ballantine.
A beer too. Ballantine was a beer.
Hampton Inn.
Oh, please. How much is that?
$1.59
at Indian Land, South Carolina.
Well,
it's supply and demand, Pete. There aren't a lot of hotels in Indianland, South Carolina.
Well, there's got to be something to do around
there. That's technically Fort Mill.
Yeah. There's nothing to – there's a good minor league ballpark in
town. No, I'm telling you, the Staybridge Suites what'd you call it, Ballantine?
Ballantine.
Yeah, that looks like your best one.
That's also close to –
free cancellation.
Winthrop University is in the area, where one Greg Marshall used to coach before he went semi-big time.
Some TripAdvisor reviews. Stayed here for a business conference. Found the rooms to be clean. Hotel in general to be clean.
It's the only
continental breakfast.
There's actually Indian Land Farm located just 25 miles south of Charlotte, North Carolina Airport. A pristine European-style facility. Our mission here at Indian Land Farm is to produce Hanoverian foals that are exceptional in conformation, temperament, and health at an affordable price of any performance horse enthusiast who might otherwise be able to afford one of these.
Horses.
They sell horses.
No, it's wide open land. There's nothing there. That's why you have horse enthusiasts that stay there. Stables and open fields.
So you can buy a horse.
Well, maybe that's what Rod Smart is doing.
You Google it. It doesn't even, like, all it comes up is
Fort Mill and Charlotte.
No, it's about all it comes up is about He Hate Me.
Wow. They must have like his
movies at Redstone.
On
hang on. Here's movies at Indian Redstone, Indian Land, South Carolina. Stone Theaters.
239 says eat at the Dixie Pig when you're in Indian Land, South Carolina.
Really? The Dixie Pig?
I guess.
Hold on.
What is that? Sounds like a rib joint? A barbecue place.
I guess.
Dixie Pig.
Restaurant.
Not to be confused with the Piggly Wiggly, which is a big grocery chain up there.
Of course, made famous in Driving Miss Daisy. I never knew there was such a thing called Piggly Wiggly until that movie. I thought it was a fake.
No, that's a real one.
Yeah,
the first time when I lived in Charleston, the first time I went to a Piggly Wiggly, I said, this has got to be some kind of joke.
Well, it's like a combination like 7-Eleven Publix, right?
It's like a Publix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Winn-Dixie. I mean, it's all that same stuff.
Right. Paratrooper, just go to Myrtle Beach and be done. Absolutely. How about Ocean Annie's over there? That is one of the greatest bars of all time, outdoors. People of all ages. One of the greatest bars in the country, Ocean Annie's Myrtle Beach.
I didn't care for Myrtle Beach as much. Now, I tell you, I lived in Charleston on the ocean. So that's right in the middle of the coast.
Golf in Myrtle Beach?
And so to the north is Myrtle Beach, but to the south is Hilton Head, which is much more my style.
Hang on. Here's the 10 best restaurants. Here's the 10 best restaurants.
Tiz just called in. He said he renovated one of those hotels a few years ago.
Did he?
Really? Yeah.
And?
He said, glad it worked because it wasn't $159 a night before he renovated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got the top 10 restaurants in Indian Land.
There can't be 10 total in Indian Land.
It's in Charlotte, 1.5 miles away. One is Oggi, Ristorante Italiano. Oggi means today in Italian. O-G-G-I, you pervs. Let's see. Oh, Indian. Red Rocks Cafe, Indian Land.
Red Rocks Cafe. They don't even have red dirt there.
Hobos?
That makes no sense.
In South Carolina?
Hobos?
Yeah, there's no red dirt.
Yeah, they do. They got clay in South Carolina. Not near the coast.
Not
but
in the northern part of South Carolina. But not.
Well, that's the southern part of North Carolina.
Highway 55 Burger Shakes and Fries. That place looks huge. That's right up your alley, Craig.
Is it?
Yeah. It looks like a cool.
I've driven through this town before, I'm telling you.
You have?
Yes. I've broadcast many a basketball game at Davidson or in Charlotte, and I drove through Indian Land, South Carolina.
Well, why'd you ask where it was?
Well, because now that you've told me where it is, I know exactly where it is. I did not know at first. Mills,
Duck,
whatever it was.
Yeah, Duckworth's Grill and Tap House at Ballantyne.
Seems it's a little fishy to me.
Y-N-E. Nothing bundt cakes, B-U-N-D-T. I like that.
Oh, had a good bundt cake over the weekend.
What is a bun cake?
Bundt.
Yeah, bundt. What is it? Like a?
It's like an oval with a hole
like
in the middle.
Like a sacrifice?
It's a pound cake with.
Think of a giant donut.
It's a pound cake with thick white.
Is it a pound cake or is it a donut?
It's a pound cake. It's like a pound cake.
This was
a thicker version.
This had an inch thick of chocolate frost. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, out of this world.
Look at these.
The reason we're talking about all this stuff is because Rod Smart from the XFL has been missing since last Wednesday, and he was last seen in that area.
This is the oddest rabbit trail you guys have taken me on.
That's probably true.
That's what we do. We take you to places you never would even knew. I never heard of this place in my life. They have beautiful horses. You can buy a horse.
There's not a Hoggly Woggly.
A Hoggly Woggly?
That's made up.
I don't believe you for a second, sir.
I don't know.
By the way.
Sounds legit.
I think the rabbit trail has come to an end. It's
time
for
a
break. We're going to regroup here.
St. Pete, Hoggly Woggly, Baker's Barbecue, Next Generation.
In Tampa?
Yeah, St. Pete.
Really?
Yep.
Speaking of food, this is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. By the way, those of you that follow this radio station and listen all day and to all the nonsense, Stu Gatz made it to Around the Horn and he actually won. So be prepared in tomorrow's show to probably hear about it for 3 straight hours.
Good for him.
He'd beat Sarah Spain was on there, and among other things. So
Woody Page and Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah.
Who I thought was taking a gig as a professor at Northwestern.
Blackstone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
he was an L.A. guy.
Maybe did it for a year and then left.
Oh, could be. Could be. You know, I got to thinking here as I look at Kyrie Irving's picture on PTI. Would you be better? What would you rather do? Would you rather sign Kyrie Irving as a free agent or trade for Chris Paul, who obviously that situation is beyond salvageable in Houston, and he's demanded a trade?
Well,
are they the same player?
No.
Is Kyrie going to get the same
they
money?
They both have handles, man. They both can get to
no,
the
hoop. No, but one's on the wrong side of 30. The other's on the right side of 30.
But are they?
Like, there's room for Kyrie to grow.
Is there?
I would take Kyrie over Chris Paul. Right
yeah,
now.
I would as well. And I would
even with his mood swings and being largely a pain in the rear for two of the last teams he's played for.
Well, what's Chris Paul done? He's forced his way out of New Orleans, forced his way out of the Clippers. He's forcing his way out of Houston. This is becoming a theme with Chris Paul.
And let's not forget, too, as much as he was a pain in the butt, and I think he played like dog poo-poo against Milwaukee, but you look at when he was in the lineup. They were 46-20, I think, when he was in the lineup. And they were 9-7 down the stretch without him.
Chris Paul?
Kyrie.
Kyrie, oh, okay.
But you can't get away from how he just gave up against Milwaukee. I can't get those last three games out of my head where everything he did was wrong. He called out switches that led to mismatches, including himself on the Greek Freak. He shot the ball sporadically and just without... It wasn't Steph Curry-esque. You know, when Steph does it, you always think it's going in. When Kyrie does it, you think it's the way he was. His attitude was Brick City. He made wrong passes.
See, Chris Paul's a way better shooter, right?
Way better?
Well, I don't know, way better.
I
but
wouldn't say
I don't think
way
Kyrie's
better.
That great of a shooter. I mean, yeah, he hit the game-winning shot. We've heard about that till forever, back in the day.
Being 2000
when he won a
16?
Championship game because he hit a
in
shot.
My day, gas prices 2015? Were always below $2.48.
Long time ago, Chris. Long time. Maybe the option should be, I need option C. How about somebody else? They're both head cases. And I don't like head cases. I have always said, no matter what the talent is, I don't like head cases. I don't.
You're in the wrong profession.
Well, that's probably true.
But I want to hear more afterwards about the Yahoo story about the shenanigans that were going on at practice between Chris Paul and Harden. There was some petty pranks going on at practices and in scrimmages and stuff. And
why does Mike D'Antoni even want to put up with this?
Well, that's why.
Well, he picked James Harden's side, clearly, right?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yes and no. Yes, you pick him, but you live by the sword, die by the sword. You know what you're getting with James Harden, and I don't think you're going to win a championship with that.
But
with
remember,
that.
This is a coach on a one-year deal. He's a lame duck coach. Like, right. I'm not going to hitch my wagon to CP3 before James Harden.
I would just like to be there at practice during the Golden State series with Mike D'Antoni and watch him try to control the situation, trying to tell James Harden, hey, you're a great player. We don't need you to score 50 tonight. There was a time where they needed him to do that, but you can't play that way in the playoffs against Golden State. You can't do that. You got to tweak your game a little bit. You got to adjust to the team that you're playing and the situation that you're in. That's what great players in all sports do.
Is he tweakable? That's his game.
That's the thing. He may not be, but you got to be. You think Michael Jordan would play
It's not like he's just jacking up shots. I mean, he was doing triple doubles.
Well, I know that, but it wasn't working in the postseason against Golden State. I mean, for the most part, got away with a couple games. They probably would have won if Chris Paul was in it 2 years ago. But I mean, in this particular year, that particular series, we said it. He's got to change up a little bit. You got to create some open shots with some other players.
I think they're both losers. They're great stat guys, and they're both losers. Fact. I mean, fact. I'm proven correct.
I want to hear Mike D'Antoni. I would love to hear him come out and really start to break down.
He's lost in some mountain in West Virginia. We're not going to hear from him till October.
He's at Florio's house.
Does he live there too?
Yeah. Yeah.
James Harden will be 30 next season.
Okay. What's Chris Paul?
Who's going to take that contract?
Miami.
Who's going to take on that contract? Well, yeah, if you're talking about
for Whiteside?
Whiteside? Oh, my God.
He just turned 34.
But why?
Not the age difference that I thought.
Maybe Houston's that desperate. They would do it. Maybe they just want to get out of him.
If you give me good Whiteside.
Which we haven't seen for 4 years.
With James Harden in Houston or with Chris Paul in Miami. I like it.
Would have to be Chris Paul for Whiteside.
Oh, that's true.
That's what it would have to be.
I let that get
Harden and Whiteside. I'm trying to think. Even if he only grabbed 9 or 10 rebounds a game, I'm just so disappointed in him. So disappointed in Whiteside.
So is all the state of Florida.
But, at least the half that roots for Miami.
I thought he had such great potential. I thought he was going to be one of the better players in the league. Maybe a change of scene. Maybe he finds himself again. I don't know. Maybe he's rejuvenated with if he gets traded to the Rockets. Because I think the Rockets going to.
But it would help.
The Rockets going to take anybody that takes that contract, Chris Paul's contract. How are they going to say no?
We can talk about the Rockets against the Warriors this year and how they blew, what, two 15-point leads in the third quarter?
I think one was 17, but
15-plus points. Okay, you know, you can talk about not hitting shots and all of that. If they're able to get defensive rebounds, they don't blow those two leads.
I will make the argument, though, that James Harden's style of dribbling for 19 seconds and then putting up whatever shot is available or not available is akin to an NFL team that can't run the ball in the final 4 minutes of a football game. And you're not getting good shots. You're not working the offense.
Chris
you're not
Paul
getting other people
has gone on Instagram and is...
is this today?
he said it's news. It's news to me.
Oh, really? About the story?
Yeah, that Chris is such Paul a says reported trade demand and issues with Harden are, quote, news to me.
Really?
That's what he says.
Oh, that...
it's a pretty strong statement to come out in the middle of this, which was reported by Yahoo Sports, which is pretty good at breaking
well,
basketball.
Well, I mean, let's be... It was reported first by ESPN.
Well, Woj used... When Woj I worked at Yahoo, Woj used to work there. So now he's at ESPN.
It's their best sport.
But... It was reported there was a lot of tension going on in the organization from Woj. And this now is just the shenanigans that were happening at practice. That stuff is new. The fact that the relationship is unsalvageable, that's not real. It's just a different word than Woj used. It didn't look good. There was tension, although, you know, and Morey said there's no tension. Well, of course, there's tension.
Morey said tension is good.
I mean, tension is good.
He did not deny there was tension. Yeah.
You didn't go on Twitter yet. You went on Instagram, huh?
It's the new Twitter.
I'm not a fan. I don't like Instagram.
I don't either.
Well, somebody needs to tell O.J. Simpson that.
He's on Twitter.
I know. That's what
Instagram
I'm saying.
Too?
Somebody better tell him. Chris just said Instagram is the new Twitter. O.J.'s behind the times.
Hold on.
Hey, Twitter world.
He wants to draft Todd Gurley, his number one pick in fantasy, O.J.
I would advise against that.
Oh. Go to Instagram here. See if we can find it.
What do you look for Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Chris just read it to you.
I know, but I want to see if there's anything else.
Just nothing else.
You know, if we're going to go back to the fantasy football running back conversation, a guy that I'm pretty high on going into this draft season where you got to start to get ready, guys. Championships are won now.
Are they?
They are. Yeah, you don't just go into the draft blindly.
Maybe that was my problem.
Yeah, maybe that was your problem. Josh Jacobs, running back for Oakland, first-round draft pick out of Alabama this year. Guy's going to put up some good numbers, good pass-catching running back as well.
You know what I've seen a lot of success with? Guys that put it on auto-pick. They don't know what the hell they're doing, and they end up winning a league. So I've seen it happen.
The guys that I say you got to target in your first round is your Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley, the two running backs out of the AFC or the NFC South, Kamara and McCaffrey. David Johnson out in Arizona, that's a guy you can get. I think James Conner can be in the first round as well. Le'Veon Bell, that guy's going to be a value play this year. You're going to get him into the first round. That's a good guy to roll with right there.
All right.
I just get pictures when I put him up, Chris Paul.
And I'd hope to see Derrick Henry also get some more touches this year in Tennessee. He's been a fantasy disappointment. He kind of comes on slowly throughout the year, and then he knocks you out of a playoff with a stupid touchdown at the end of a Monday Night Football game that also covers the spread.
Are you afraid of OJ talk? Because every time I bring it up, you go into fantasy football mode because OJ's looking for help on his fantasy team.
Speaking of Instagram, Brett Favre's account got hacked today. It said he was coming out of retirement.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yep. Yep. Football fans have lost their minds at the Favre's verified IG account posted a throwback picture from Super Bowl 31 with the caption, "A true champion sticks to his or her calling. I'll be coming out of retirement and making my return to play in the NFL for the 2020 season."
Fake news.
The post was deleted minutes later, leaving people to speculate whether Favre was really coming back again.
You still got Joe Mixon out there. Oh, we haven't talked about Dalvin Cook yet.
Time for a break.
I would move on from Leonard Fournette. That's a guy I'm staying away from. Aaron Jones in Green Bay. He had a nice year last year
as well.
If we
could pot him down.
Craig, your guy, Kerryon Johnson. That's a guy as well to keep your eye on fantasy football this season.
Dynamite. Pete and I got a poker tournament to go to. All of you listeners are invited. Come see us in an hour and 15 minutes.
Marlon Mack in Indy last year. He had some
Sports
decent
Myers
numbers
Greyhound
too.
Track.
Can't even pot them down. We can't.
What
even
you got
down.
Coming up next?
Stay
Sheeman
away from
and
Kenyon
Shepherd,
Drake.
99.3 ESPN, Drake as well. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3
like Mark
ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. On this day in history, 1938, Babe Ruth signed as a Dodgers coach for the rest of the season. I did not know that.
That was after the Washington Nationals debacle.
Washington Nationals?
The Boston Braves debacle, I mean, when he was managing.
No.
Yeah.
Also on this date in 2013, 6 years ago today, Ray Allen, the big three-pointer. His clutch three that helped Miami to a Game 6 victory over the in the NBA Finals. Was that over the Spurs, I believe? Yes.
Let's go Heat!
Let's go Heat, or we went Heat. Or something like that, right? Pete Shepard, what you got?
I got a lot. Well, sorry, LeBron. You lost the trade that made Anthony Davis your new teammate. So says Master P.
What?
Who tells TMZ Sports the Pelicans won the blockbuster swap. P says, we got everything.
Master P.
Bron's squad orchestrated the biggest trade in L.A., blah, blah, blah. If you think Master P, but God, by the way, who's a New Orleans legend that loves his Pelicans, is busted up over the move, think again. He thinks New Orleans actually got better. P also tells us getting Davis will put a ton of pressure on LeBron in L.A. and says the King better start winning now. There's more. P says he's still trying to ink Zion Williamson to that monster $20 million shoe deal. And he's even pitching the future NBA superstar to come coach with him at a charity event next month. Hmm. Master P, tell him the truth.
Master P. Is he any good? Master P.
New Orleans legend.
Yes.
Yeah, I get him confused with P. Diddy, P. Master P. I don't know.
P. U.
They all run. Them. I know that. That's Purdue. Mm-hmm.
Providence.
P.C.
Chris, what you got? We're not doing Stone Cold Lock of the Week.
No, we're done with that. We're retiring it till football season when sports start.
Although
back.
You are getting a lot of texts on the Stony Brook Off Club text line asking for fantasy football advice after you went on your rant.
I could do it all day.
I know you could.
I love fantasy football.
I thought it was going to go all day.
It's my passion.
It is.
Hey, Chris, OBJ or Landry?
Oh.
Here we go.
Well.
Who's going to get more targets?
Depends where it is. I mean, look, OBJ is going to go ahead of Jarvis Landry, and if he doesn't, then that person's an idiot. But I don't know if OBJ is the number one this year, and every year Jarvis Landry, solid number two wide receiver, especially in a PPR format.
I didn't know if that was a facetious question or
but
legit.
Landry with OBJ with Callaway.
Antonio Callaway, I don't know why you put him in the group. Like, he's a second-year player. I'm not concerned about him. I don't care if that guy doesn't get his touches. The same way I don't care that David Njoku might not get his touches. I don't care. I got Nick Chubb. I got Odell. I got Jarvis Landry. I'm good.
I'm just saying something.
Odell's
going to
be double teamed.
Something to consider. The guy's fast. He's going to get his touches. When OBJ's double covered, and Landry's over the
Odell
middle.
Was never double teamed in New York, huh?
If only
I could get him the ball. Well, it was the only time, yeah.
You know, the only reason Odell Beckham had that greatest catch of all time is because, you know, Eli was off the mark.
Right.
He had to reach back over and haul that thing in. Fact.
All right. Tonight, 10 o'clock, FS1. U.S. gets their Gold Cup underway.
Gold Cup.
Yeah.
Thursday's World Cup.
If they lose to this team, then they're dead to me.
Right. Right.
All right, Spain and company.
Cocoa Puffs. Chris is, get out of here, Cocoa Puffs. Go eat some overly sugary cereal.
Red Sox wins against tonight?
Yeah.
Nice. Big win last night.
What time does that start? Like right away?
No, 7:20 probably. Right? Games at 8 o'clock.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Chris, we got to be hitting the clock. Where are we at?
Hold on.
You blew through it. Pete and I will be out at the dog track, the Naples Fort Myers Greyhound track for poker starting
at 7. Come on by, 7 o'clock.
Get yourself bought in. You can rebuy in for about an hour.
Yeah, you can rebuy in for the first break, hour and 15 minutes.
See,
yeah.
Fantasy, it's all about value and where you're taking the guy. You don't just come out and say, oh, I'm gonna take Odell in the first round. No, you know what that's going to get you? It's going to get you a 6-7 record and bounce from the playoffs in the first round.
I got two words for you.
Jack.
Auto pick.
Yeah.
That'll do it, everybody. For Chris, Mr. Fantasy. For Pete Shepard, Rodney Dangerfield. I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. God bless America.